Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast, and I am your host, John M. Singletary Sr. Listen, I'm excited to be back in the saddle, man. It's still crazy, the amazing five-week run I had with five amazing trailblazing women, and I keep talking about it because it was very exciting for me. And it really kind of pushed me into a thought of where I want to continue to push and take the Help Myself Podcast. But listen, I'm your host, John M. Singletary Sr. I've got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, a.k.a. LJ. That's my co-pilot. That's who I do it for and who I do it with. And that is this amazing podcasting journey, but even more so, the amazing journey that we call life. And this week, I want to talk to you about keeping your covenant with yourself. Keeping your covenant with yourself. And we really want to dive in deep. But I don't want to keep you for a long time. I just want to encourage you, because in all the amazing things you're doing, you must remember that when you give your word to do something and you don't come through, the person that you are consistently lying to is yourself. And that hurts you moving forward, because there are times when you say you're going to do something, but in the back of your mind, you know, I've said I was going to do this before. I've made these promises to myself and I didn't come through. And it hurts your confidence. So I want to encourage you to keep our covenants with ourselves. And in the meantime, let's pay some bills. Q Images. It's a world-class, veteran-owned and operated Las Vegas-based photography company. Whether you need on-site or in-studio or on-location photography, be prepared to receive top-notch, innovative, and high-level professionalism from Q Images. While other photographers take photos, Q Images captures moments and creates memories. So go to qimages.smugmug.com or Instagram at que_images. Again, that is at que_images. Make sure you go and check them out. We sent you from the Help Myself Podcast. And when you see the fly visuals, know that Q Images had a hand in it. Check them out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, man. Keeping your covenant with yourself. Listen, man, I could talk to you real quick about keeping a covenant with yourself. Because this is an area that I, like many people, have struggled with myself. You know, I can just look back on the previous week. And part of the contracts or covenant that I have with myself, there are certain products that I deliver weekly. You know, I deliver the Monday Morning Mind Hack. I deliver the Help Myself Podcast. And I also do the Daily Dose of the Help Myself Podcast. And these are, although I can set them to drop daily, it is actually not a, what do you want to call it? It's not a heavy pull. It's not a heavy push or a heavy carry. You know, each one of them is about 3 minutes and 20 seconds. And if I sit down, I can get anywhere from 6 to 10 of them done in 30 to 45 minutes. So that's sitting down one day, coming up with my ideas for my topics for a very quick 3-minute motivational podcast to drop every Monday or every morning outside of Monday. And last week, you know, I became very lax. And at first it was just, I'm late. And then it became, I missed a day. And then before I know it, I had missed a second day. And, you know, it just becomes easy. This is a covenant that I kept with myself. But here's the conversation I begin to have with myself. I begin to have this conversation that, hey, you're not getting paid to do this. No, ain't nobody paying attention. But here's the thing, you know, when you have a service mindset, it's not about, oh, well, I'm not getting hundreds or thousands of views. It's about there are people that need to hear or need to receive what you have to offer. But, you know, the numbers game and who's listening, who's not listening, because I've noticed a surge in the listening of the Help Myself podcast. And I say this often and I'll say it now. I'm very proud of the fact that when you discover the Help Myself podcast, there is an extensive catalog to where you can watch my development. You can get a good idea of where I stand on personal and professional development, leadership, life, love, and all of these things. You get a very strong picture painted of who I am as a person and what my brand represents, right? And it's a covenant because I am the one that said, hey, this is what I'm going to do for this purpose and for this reason. And so I need to make sure that I'm making that happen and not waking up on random days and deciding that my covenant is not valid based on how I'm feeling in one moment. Because here it is, when you enter in a contract with someone else, or even more commonly with a company, the expectations for them to deliver goods or services as promised. And if they don't, we have problems with that, right? I mean, not only that, so much so that we'll complain because what we didn't get, or we didn't get what we agreed upon. But the question I want to ask is, do we hold ourselves to that same standard when we're making covenant and contracts with ourselves? Look, I love the story that Kobe Bryant told. Basically, he said that the reason why he was able to get up early in the morning and go to the gym is because the version of him that the alarm clock was going off on at 4:30 didn't get a say-so. That covenant was made by the version of him from the day before, the week before, whenever he set that calendar invite. So even if he didn't get to bed till 12, 1, 2 o'clock, he said at 4:30, he said, I'm not going to negotiate with the alarm clock. I get up because I set this contract. And so I'm going to honor it. And that was something that really, really stuck with me. A lot of times we're allowing a version of ourselves that cares less about our future development to be the one to make the decision. And that's what happens when we hit the snooze button. That's what happens when, you know, we keep rolling over, we do all of these things, is because we are allowing the decisionary process to be hijacked by a version of us that is not as invested in making the future version of ourselves better. That version of you is the one that set the alarm. And so the one that set the alarm is the one that made the contract. So that's the person that gets to decide. The only decision the person being inconvenienced by the alarm clock in the morning gets is to get up, because we made that calendar invite. We set that contract. We set that alarm. And what happens is, you know, we'll tell ourselves, I have good intention. Here's the problem with intentions. There's several problems with intentions. One is we often make intentions more important than impact. But I said all the time, what I intend to do for you means nothing if I don't do it. But how I impact you does matter. You know, if I'm being careless with a knife, which I have been cutting stuff in here, you know, cutting up food or whatever, and just being careless and cut myself. It was not my intention to wound myself, but the fact that I didn't intend to do it does not make me bleed any less. And so sometimes we judge ourselves by our intention and not our impact. But it becomes even more problematic because when you expand that out, we tend to judge everybody else by their impact and not their intentions. So we're around here thinking we're a great person because we didn't intend to do something, but everybody else doesn't get that same grace because we're living in the impact of their actions. And that's why I say it's dangerous when people consider themselves to be a good person and they feel like that should be the saving grace. Oh, I'm a good person. Well, good people do bad things, you know? And if the thing that you are basing this on is that you feel like you're a good person and people say you're a good person, that doesn't mean that you don't do bad. You know, somebody who's looking down at their phone while they're driving and they don't see that the car ahead of them is stopped and they run into the back of the car and cause damage, you know, they're a good person, but they did a thing that is going to negatively impact life, you know? Like, depending on the speed, it can have a very bad impact. And so it takes more than being a good person. It requires you to be a person that consistently makes good decisions and follows that up with good actions. And so when it comes to keeping the covenant to yourself, you got to recognize, here's the thing. The root definition of the word covenant and the root definition of the word decision is to cut. So basically what it is saying is that when you create a covenant, you make a decision, you cut off all the other choices. So when I make a decision that I'm going to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to the gym, I've cut off the option of hitting snooze. I've cut off the option of sleeping in and maybe going to the gym later on in the day. If I make a covenant, the one choice I have is to get up at 6 like I said I was. Now, granted, and I feel like I shouldn't have to say this, but granted, I'm not speaking on if things happen or things come up. But a lot of times ain't nothing coming up. We just laying in bed and don't want to do it, you know? But even when we don't want to do it, we should do it. Because we made a covenant with ourselves. So when you make a covenant, cut off all the other options and commit to your past. Stop breaking the covenant with yourself. Stop romanticizing the abundance of choices over the discipline of the decision that you know you need to make. You got to choose you every day. Every day. You owe it to yourself to keep your word, to fulfill the promises to yourself. Because I know you want success. I know you want to win. I know that you want to come through with all of the things that you said you would come through. And this week, if you are hearing my voice, I think this is the perfect time to decide to keep the covenant with yourself. What kind of person do you want to be? Not just the task or the things that you want to do, but what kind of person do you want to be? Do you want to be a person that respects others, that respects yourself, that comes through when you say you'll come through? Someone who can be trustworthy, someone who doesn't quit when it gets difficult, someone who is able to trust the process all the way through. And I want to tell you, you have the opportunity. But what you have to do, you have to make a decision on who you're going to be. And when you make that decision, you have to continuously build up your actions that move you towards being that person. Then you have to cut off all the options that don't lead you to the person that you want to be. And I'll throw this anecdote in here for free. You know, a lot of times we talk about the one-time situation. I think about somebody was talking about, you know, they're foodie and they're like, I'm just looking for that meal that blows my mind, you know. And I say, yeah, that's dope. You know, I think we're all looking for, you know, that one thing that just really gets us excited. But you know what's more important? It's more important to be consistently having meals that may not be mind-blowing, but they're sustaining and to continue that track record. And that's how we get to where we want to go. And for all of you, it's not going to be this great watershed moment. Just keep your head down. Keep keeping that covenant. Keep keeping your word, doing what you're supposed to do. And one day you will look up and you will be far, far ahead of where you started from. And you might not even recognize yourself because you'll have changed because you're consistently keeping your covenant. So this week, keep your covenant with yourself. Make sure you do the work to be the best version of yourself. So, told you I wouldn't be with y'all long. But, you know, we'll take this opportunity to pay some more bills, and then we'll get on out of here. Hey, I know y'all see me out here in these fly shirts in these internet streets. Some of y'all are even blessed enough to see me in the real streets with it, eh? And whether it's a shirt that says black on black fine, or this, that premium chocolate, or busy flourishing, one of my favorites, many things can be discounted. My worth isn't one of them. Or patiently waiting on someone's well-raised daughter. You know who keeps me fitted up? It's all about Merchandaire. Yep, Merchandaire, free-spirited apparel. They got a shirt or a hoodie that'll speak to your soul too. So let me tell you what to do. Just head on over to Merchandaire.com. That's MerchandaiRe.com. Grab you some apparel that speaks to you and speaks for you. Merchandaire, baby. Hey, I want to thank y'all once again for tuning in to the Help Myself podcast. It is always a pleasure and an honor to take some time to spend with me. And I want to encourage you to keep your covenant to yourself. Not to yourself, but with yourself. There we go. Words matter. I want you to understand that solid discipline to your word, to your schedule, and to your process is going to make way more difference than these once in a blue moon moments that we often anchor ourselves to. So make sure you're keeping that covenant with yourself, and I'm going to keep my covenant. Make sure I continue to drop this podcast every day for inspiration and every week in long form and in video form when we have amazing guests. And listen, I'm going to close like I always close. I can't help myself. Got to inspire. I've got to encourage. I've got to empower. But I can't help myself by being the absolute best version of myself. And guess what? You can too. So why not we do it together?